That song is called Sitting in the Park. It's by Billy Stewart, recorded in 1965, and it's part of one of the largest private collections of soul music ever. It has a new home. The Stax Museum of American Soul Music in Memphis is acquiring up to 35,000 vinyl records of soul music from Chicago that was collected by the late disc jockey Bob Abrahamian. We're going to slow it down now, take a break from the news, and dig into a few of the gems from this collection with Jeff Kolath. He's executive director at the Stax Museum. Jeff, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be with you.
Well, let's give a little credit to the man who collected this archive. Bob Abrahamian died in 2014. He was a pretty young guy from Chicago, a DJ with a passion for this music. How did he do it?
Yeah, he was 35, and he's somebody that I think here at the museum we're sort of in awe of, and we see somebody who thinks like we do in terms of this music and telling stories. And you know, how he got into music, how he got in particularly soul music, is not completely atypical from a lot of young kids in the 1990s. He came up listening to hip hop, and of course at that time samples dominated the hip hop industry, and he wanted to go back and find where this music came from, and started digging around in Chicago and, you know, in Goodwill and Salvation Army and junk stores and resale shops, and was looking for these sort of deep soul, deep funk cuts that were being sampled. And what he found instead were all these just amazing group soul records from Chicago with, you know, independent labels, private press records, and obviously the Motowns and Staxes and Chess and so on and so forth. Mm. But what he found was a bunch of music that was recorded in and around the south side of Chicago during the 1960s with addresses on the labels. And it took him on this journey that led him to finding so many of these artists and meeting them and interviewing them and telling their stories.
Let's hear some of the music he collected. This is Sitting in the Park by Billy Stewart. Tell me about this song.
It's just a really perfect example of the type of music that was coming out of Chicago on the soul side. Orchestration, harmony vocals, very sweet sounding music that this type of soul is often called sweet soul as well. And it's a really great Chicago record.
So that sweet soul, that's the sound of Chicago versus other places?
Versus Memphis, Detroit, the group soul sound, that harmony sound is really sort of the preeminent calling card of Chicago soul. It spawned any number of groups that were part of these local communities, and I think that's what makes this story so impactful and powerful, is that, you know, these are people from the neighborhood making records for their neighbors.
Here's another one. This is the Notations singing I Don't Want to Be Late.
The flowers until the winter drives them away. The beautiful snow passes us by. It's July and summer is rushing away. And
this is How Could You Love Him by Shades of Brown.
How can you love someone who don't love you? No, baby. How can you take those awful changes? Girl, that the man puts you through.
there are two more really good examples of the Chicago sound, but also a little bit newer than the Billy Stewart cut. I think the Notations records from, 1973. You hear the, how the sound is just contemporized a little bit, but those core hallmarks of Chicago soul are in both those records with those tight vocal harmonies. Shades of Brown is that that's one of my favorite records that I've heard, and we're just scratching the surface of this collection right now.
Soul music got really popular in the United States in the late 1950s, early 60s. That last music, as you said, we just heard came from the 1970s. But can you put that into context for us? Like, how important was it to people in these communities in Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, I think Chicago, Detroit, Indianapolis, Memphis, Columbus, Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio. I mean, there's so many cities that had these. We all know the major labels, but there are so many other smaller labels and soul scenes that just reflected that what was happening in those communities. Everybody wanted to emulate Berry Gordy and try to catch fire with Motown, like Motown was able to do, and the sound of Young America. Stax, of course, you know, on the other side of the Mason-Dixon line down here in Memphis, created a totally different sound that was really more reflective of what we had here in Memphis, which was grit and grind and that really that combination of the rural blues, electric blues, jazz, country, and sort of contemporary rock and roll.
How did it reflect what was going on in the country politically?
As a museum and as in soul scholars, you know, we're always looking for sort of like these magic records that, you know, specifically reflect something. And I think a lot of times there are certainly records that do that, but I think a lot of times it's this music is so strong in bringing people together. And I think it's party music, it's music, it's alone music, it's party music, it's happy music, it's sad music. And I think it's just it becomes just a giant source of pride within the African American community during the tumult of the 1960s, during the civil rights movement, during the Black Power movement. Not every song is Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud like James Brown. There's subtle messages throughout, but again, it's all just this connection to community and connection to people.
You're acquiring at least one very rare Stax recording, which would, of course, be of special interest to your museum. This is the Montclairs' Hey You, Don't Fight It.
Hey you, hey you.
How rare is this one?
Pretty rare. If you've been to our museum before, we have on display, we have the Hall of Records. We leave gaps for the records we don't have. And this Montclair's one was one of the rare ones that we did not have. It was actually released on a subsidiary label called Arch Records out of St. Louis. The label has this really nice drawing of the St. Louis Arch. And it came out in 1968 at a time when Stax's business model had sort of been upended after its separation from Atlantic Records earlier that year, and they were rebuilding their catalog. So they signed some new artists, but then they also signed these distribution deals with other labels and producers. And so they signed a distribution deal with a disc jockey out of St. Louis by the name of Nick Charles. He was making records in his basement in St. Louis, and then the rough tracks were then sent down to Memphis to be completed here at Stax Records in Studio A and in the control room.
And they just lost track of the record?
No, it was like many records, when it came out and it was distributed, it did not make a sound, so to speak. It's a great track. The Montclairs are a great vocal group out of St. Louis. They've had a number of great singles. They put out some records on the Paula label out of Shreveport, and they're a great group, but this one just did not register.
Well, to that point, your museum is there to help protect the legacy of music like this. Do you think that, sort of broadly speaking, that we are in danger of losing some of the history and the record of soul?
The way that we talk about it is, you know, next year will be the 60th anniversary of Otis Redding's first recordings at Stax Records. The Shaft LP came out 50 years ago this summer. And so as we get further and further away from when these records are made, we're obviously losing the men and women that made those records, both in terms of the artists on the front of the LP and the session players on the back, plus the producers and the graphic artists and the photographers and the people that worked for the businesses too. So what we are losing is those stories. And so I think for us, it's not only building our collection of physical objects, but it's building our collection of stories too, and really just wanting to be able to tell as many people's stories as possible.
Let's do one more before we go. This is Black Zodiac's cover of Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is, a song from the 1976 movie Car Wash.
Put your money where your mouth is.
I love that.
Anything that's got a bass line like that, I think will always, get people up and dancing, out on the dance floor. I mean, fun music is fun music. You know, great music never goes out of style.
Well, Jeff Kolath, keep searching because those stories are well worth it. Thank you so much. Executive Director at the Stax Museum in Memphis, Tennessee. It was a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you. It was great to be here.